The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
While people were listening to Jesus speak, he proceeded to tell a parable because he was near Jerusalem, and they thought that the kingdom of God would appear there immediately. So he said, a nobleman went off to a distant country to obtain the kingship for himself and then to return. He called 10 of his servants and gave them 10 gold coins and told them, engage in trade with these until I return. His fellow citizens, however, despised him and sent a delegation after him to announce, we do not want this man to be our king. But when he returned after obtaining the kingship, he had the servants called to whom he had given the money to learn what they had gained by trading. The first came forward and said, sir, your gold coin has earned 10 additional ones. He replied, well done, good servant. You have been faithful in this very small matter. Take charge of 10 cities. Then the second came and reported, your gold coin, sir, has earned 5 more. And to this servant too, he said, you take charge of 5 cities. Then the other servant came and said, sir, here is your gold coin. I kept it stored away in a handkerchief. For I was afraid of you, because you are a demanding man. You take up what you did not lay down, and you harvest what you did not plant. He said to him, with your own words I shall condemn you, you wicked servant. You knew I was a demanding man, taking up what I did not lay down, and harvesting what I did not plant. Why did you not put my money in a bank? Then on my return I would have collected it with interest. And to those standing by he said, take the gold coin from him, and give it to the servant who has 10. But they said to him, sir, he has 10 gold coins. He replied, I tell you, to everyone who has, more will be given. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. Now as for those enemies of mine who did not want me as their king, bring them here and slay them before me. After he had said this, he proceeded on his journey up to Jerusalem. The Gospel of the Lord. Yes, praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. You slay your enemies. Right? This is brutal. And we never hear about, we forget that, right? We forget the bookends. And we say, oh, the talents, and you've got to manage your talents. What about the kingship? And the king slaying his enemies. That's the context of the whole thing, isn't it? So what do we do with this? Now we're in this end of times season in the church. We're preparing for the Feast of Christ the King and then following up the end of the liturgical year into Advent. And so these are some of the themes that we encounter. We see that this passage, really for a good part of church history, has been read as what happens when Jesus returns. And I think, in fact, that's fair. This kind of is what happens when Jesus returns. Now, I mean, it has its own historical context that the people of Israel, although they were building the temple, had the sense that God was not with them. And I think we can say more than had the sense. They knew that God was not with them, and they were waiting for his return. And then Jesus is the return of God to his people. That's what we see everywhere in the scriptures. And when Jesus returns, it's to judge as well as have mercy. And what we see, I mean, look at this poor guy with the one gold coin and take that away from him, right? But this is it. This is the condemnation that Jesus is bringing to the house of Jerusalem. They're the ones who've been given the coin and hidden it away. And I think then we can look at this too as what is it that's expected of us as stewards of God's manifold graces? What's expected of us? Because sometimes we get this sense, like the narrative that we want to tell ourselves in the church is, well, look, you know, I'll just be good and I'll go to heaven. I'll be good and I'll go to heaven. What have you done with God's grace? How have you let God's grace be multiplied through you and your actions? Being good, is that what did it? I'm not sure. Now, being good is a great thing because we have to be in line with God. Otherwise, we can't very well be his vessels, his vehicles, right? The means by which his grace comes to the earth. But being good, I don't think is good enough. I mean, isn't that kind of what this guy's doing with the handkerchief at the end? Like, well, you know, I had it and I kept it pristine, you know, like I didn't do much. I kept it in this nice little handkerchief, right? Not one of those snotty ones, but I kept it in this nice little handkerchief, kept it clean, kept it away. It wasn't tarnished, wasn't whatever. And here it is back the same as I gave it, same as you gave it to me. Take it away from him. It's not good enough. So what is it going to be? Holy Spirit is alive and active and at work in our hearts, in our lives, and in the church. What is it that God is moving us to do? How is it that he's called us to be stewards of his manifold grace, if not to give it away and make a return on it? Right, here's the one, got five more. Okay, great, you can be entrusted with a lot then because you've done what I've asked you to do. That is the calculus of what God gives us. Is that it's meant to be given away. Given away, it's multiplied. And we receive ever more now and in the age to come. But here, it's all about Jesus' kingship. We know our Lord to be loving and merciful, but he's also the God of judgment. He has to be. He has to be. Because there are people just as back then, people who oppose the kingship of God come to full force, come to embodiment in Jesus. So too there are those who oppose the rule of Christ the King today. Even us, we're not so pure of heart that we don't want to have, okay, yeah, like, I take your way, God, but give me a couple little things for myself at least, you know, like, I'll make up my mind on this. You can decide on that, God, that let me have this sphere of influence myself. Well, it's just not the way it's going to work, right? It's either for him or against him. And the four, again, go back into the parable. What the four looks like is that we receive with joy what God has given to us. We put it to his good use. Everything we have and everything we are, we put it his service, thus multiplying his gift. And then when he comes back to make account, right, that we have to make account of what we've been given, we can show him this rich bounty of his grace that was always planned to be. His grace was always going to multiply if we put it to his good service. If we try to keep it for ourselves, then no, we lose everything we have. But instead, what we've received from God, what's given away, is multiplied, and we, in that multiplication, are also given greater stature. We're shown to be good stewards of God's graces, and so to receive abundantly again now God's grace, and also in the age to come when at last Jesus finally returns to implement his kingdom for all ages.